If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Are we on yet? Are we on yet? Every episode
begins
with that.
Do I sound good? Is this good?
Wow.
Is this good? Is this do you like this?
I think I know why my voice sounds like that.
Am I hitting it right?
Hey, listen.
Is it too high? Is it too low? High? Low.
You know what? I think I know why my voice sounds like that. It's the big tonsil that I have. I was looking in the mirror. I think it blocks a little bit. Yeah, so it gives me a little bit of that quality to my voice.
I don't think there's anything wrong with your voice. I think we're just fucking with you.
That's why.
You don't have to backtrack because you feel bad enough for being an asshole.
There is nothing wrong with your voice. There's something wrong with your sweats, but there's nothing wrong with your voice.
Listen, I will. I don't care.
We need to warn ahead of time. We need to warn the ladies and gentlemen. You might want to slow down this episode a little bit because Adam drank a shit ton of coffee.
Oh, you don't want to tell him that I accidentally took
his
freaking Adderall
running,
pill?
Running.
Basically took an Adderall pill, and he's talking like
he sat on it. He's like,
hey, guys, I have an idea. Hey, take this idea. Oh, what if we did this? ADD times a million. It does the opposite to you.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like a lot. Whoa.
It's a lot.
Well, I'm going to mix it with some cannabis later
just
on.
Just call him Chatterbox.
Did you
probably invent something later on?
So have you not worked out all week, dude, because you've been feeling crappy?
You're a genius.
No, I worked out on, what's today? Thursday?
Thursday.
I think I worked out on Monday.
Wow, you haven't worked out since
Sunday,
Monday?
Sunday, Monday.
That's horrible.
You didn't work out Monday because I didn't.
What day do you and I lift?
We lifted Tuesday, yeah? No.
Sunday.
Wait, hold on.
Sunday.
You guys lifted together again?
The last one we lifted was
this
a
is
squat.
How, this is,
the
this
last
is,
day we did.
Oh, we did squats on Tuesday, right?
Was that why would we do Tuesday?
No, it wasn't Tuesday. It was yesterday. No,
it was
Monday.
No side effects from cannabis use. So let's go with Monday. This is what you guys do, right? When I leave, hey Justin, what Adam? Let's work out when Sal's not here, so we can catch up to him. That's what happens every time. Yeah. I know it.
Yep,
you're never here.
You're not going to catch up
because we're talking about you so much.
You're not going to catch up.
Yeah,
you're out reading encyclopedias.
What is Sal doing? I have the bracelet.
What is Sal?
No, what would Sal do?
What would Sal be doing right now?
The bracelet.
Yeah.
So
snap it and I remind
today
myself.
I was going over gym etiquette and I was telling my class that we went over apparel first, right? And I said it's totally okay for women to wear yoga pants and booty shorts, but it's frowned upon for men. And I can't help but look at your sweats right now, and they look like yoga sweats or yoga pants to me right now.
You know what?
He's frowning a little bit.
So I figured it out because they are a little tight, but I figured it out. So you guys know how I wear Speedo type underwear, right?
Of course, of course.
He does the same thing with sweats.
Okay. Yeah, the grapes on them.
And I know why I like them because they're snug.
They contour to your body.
So do you guys know what a thunder vest is? You ever see those for dogs? You ever
thunder
seen those?
Vest?
Oh, yeah. So it makes them feel comfortable.
So they don't bark and shit?
Yeah. It keeps them kind of tight.
Yeah. So I think it's like, and also when babies like to be swaddled, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like everything down there to be swaddled and to be, because it makes me feel.
A swaddled nutsack.
Yeah. It feels comfortable and I feel secure.
That's so cute.
I don't want to bark. Yeah. Okay. Well, the sweats are an extension of that. So I feel like
you're just constantly.
I feel like everything's being hugged. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm being hugged everywhere.
That's the problem I have right now. I kind of feel like I'm staring at you in your little thong bikini grape underwear right now. That feels like it's this close.
Yeah. It's what's close.
This close.
That close?
Yeah, it's almost that close. That close to the same thing.
So no, it's just comfortable. And by the way, they don't have grapes on them anymore. That was when I was a kid.
And I don't
now they're just colorful.
I don't want to tease you because I'm just kidding. But I like the sweats and I'm a huge fan of you actually being more comfortable and wearing sweats and matching your socks and doing things like that. So I don't want to deter you from doing what you do. I'm just teasing you because I notice. That's me being kind of jealous. I'm flirting with you.
Really?
Yeah. I like
it. It's like when he used to pull girls' hair in front of them.
So, yeah. So don't stop doing it. You look sharp.
I like you.
Really?
Yeah, you look sharp.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice of you.
Yeah, you do.
Fuck you.
I'm serious, bro.
Stop lying.
No.
You know what, though? You know what's interesting? Remember when you bought the tight sweats, but then they were baggy on you? So what we're going to do.
Wow.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, right
boom.
Along the hair.
Boom. Actually, no, the truth is, Adam, your legs have actually been growing a little bit. I've seen your pictures.
Yeah.
On your phone when you went to the bathroom. Looking at your pictures. You look pretty good. Justin never wears
updates.
Pants. He's yep. always wearing shorts yes. all the time, yes. every time.
Yeah.
His ass trouser snake free.
His,
a little bit,
ass, does, his ass doesn't fit in.
He gets hungry. The trouser snake. I gotta feed him.
Oh my god.
So.
Dude, he's sitting right across from me. He's flashing me.
And then, yeah.
You like that? I've gone in full bore with this old man thing. You know what I mean?
You know which, like, one you, which one of you
I'm gonna go in robe next time you guys see me.
You gonna wear robe?
Yeah,
oh,
next
bro.
Week I'll be in a robe.
That'd be awesome if you come in here in a robe. Which one of you two? One of you two is just sharing a story with me about because we're starting to do more and more episodes and we're seeing each other more and more with Mind Pump growing and stuff. That now you find yourself saying stuff to clients that you normally wouldn't say, and you catch yourself.
That was just
me. Yeah.
Was it?
Did I not tell that story? On
no,
here? No, oh, you didn't tell right. your story on here. Was,
yeah.
So share with the audience what I mean, because this is, I think I can relate. This is happening to me too. Like Katrina will like tell me like you're not talking to the boys on Mind Pump right now.
Yeah, yeah. I just caught myself because I was talking to one of my clients I've had forever, you know, and like I only actually see her like once a week because she got a new job, whatever. We worked it out where I could at least see her. You know, once in a while, and it's not even once a week, it's less frequent than that. And so I was like talking to her, and I haven't talked to her barely anything about like the podcast, what I've been doing and stuff. and we're just like, we joke and everything, but it's not like we joke here.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
like, this
well, you
is
said,
a whole nother level.
She put her finger out for something. What did you say? I can't remember what you said. You
no,
said.
It was, well, I was making like a sexual reference, you know, somewhat. Like, oh, that's what it was. So we were measuring.
Oh,
like, and she was using her fingers to tell me that like this is 8 inches, you know. And I was like, I don't want to tell you how I know that. And I'm like pointing at my dick.
Oh my god!
And then I was like,
I died.
Like,
when
oh
he told
no!
Me that.
Like I said that out loud. You know,
I
like,
died
I realized,
when he said that to me.
I realized,
this is not Justin. That's why it was so yeah. great. Because like
bro,
he would never say that.
First of all, we have a lot of aspiring trainers listening to the show.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
Yeah, I know.
You do not point to your dick when you're with your
I
client.
Wasn't like pointing. I was just kind of like nudging my head that way. You know what I mean? Like,
your head
I was like, looking down like, you know, yeah. like,
insinuating your cock.
Bro, I wasn't like, you know, taking the flags and like,
the best part was you got crickets though, right? And she was
totally.
You're
totally
like, that was the wrong client to do that with.
You know, it's funny. I had
she wasn't like offended and like, she just kind of shoved it off.
It was just
know?
Kind of an
yeah,
awkward
like,
moment. You're
well,
like,
me, that
I
was
hoping,
weird.
I was hoping to get a good laugh at that.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Did she schedule with you for another appointment?
Of course.
Okay.
Come on,
okay.
dude.
Yeah. I do the same thing.
I can get away with a lot.
So I've done the same thing, and I had somebody who's a regular listener of our show who hired me because she listened to the show. So she came and she found me. She hired me, and then we're training. And when I train people, I'm extremely professional for the most part. Extremely – unless I really know someone and it's okay. But so you should have seen, I mean, the look on her face is almost like, are you the same? Like, are you the same dude that is on the show? Because I'm a completely different person. You have to be professional when you're, you don't want to get sued.
No.
You don't want to point to your dick.
No. I get the same.
I mean, it's a little inappropriate. Yeah.
I feel like I'm the same way too. Yeah. And I think I'm probably one of the most over the top ones on here. And then when people meet me in person and I train them and stuff like that, they're like, it's so
dude.
Crazy to
I'm
listen
so
to you on the radio.
It's like ridiculous. Yeah. People who train me know that.
Well, I would think too, wouldn't you guys agree? I'm like this. So even with clients that like you have conflicting beliefs or views on things, I love to train those because I spend a lot of my time listening and not being combative and actually just wanting to hear their side. I think that's also why we're all very similar. I think we all treat our clients the same way too. Like you, like someone has a different political or religious view, or you know they're adamant about something that you're totally opposed to, or whatever it may be. I love like instead of me like staying away from the subject because I'm afraid of it, I'll inquire.
Mm.
Oh, tell me why you think that, or what are your thoughts on this?
Do you kind of like give them answers though that aren't like super combative?
No, not at all. I don't want them to know need to know where I stand.
You just let them talk about.
Yeah,
it. Yeah, that's kind of what I did.
And I think what that does is give me another a good perspective for that because we talked about this before on a show that you know. We're always looking for our paradigm to be shattered.
Yeah.
And just because I believe one thing right now and today in this moment doesn't mean that couldn't change because someone else either won and I'm convinced otherwise or new science comes out or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to entertain that. So if someone has a position on something that I disagree with, instead of either one being combative or two shying away from it, I'll pull it out. I want to.
Oh, I've got such a big mouth. I can't do that. I end up discussing and debating.
Well, I was going to ask you. I was wondering about that. Are you? Because I would.
If you ask me my opinion, you're going to get my opinion. That's the problem. Is I can't. It's hard for me to temper it or change it. But I do a very good job of presenting. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is. Call it a gift, if you will. I have a very something about the way I present things. I get away with shit. Like, I say things and then afterwards people are like, how did you get away with saying that? I'm like, I don't know. So maybe it's because I don't know what it is. But
your delivery, you have a very,
it's my delivery.
Yeah, you know, you have a very solid delivery, and we see that all the time when we get into even like Instagram and Facebook debates with people. You know, we just had one the other day with the.
Well, there's a trick to that because you're coming in. There's no friction or like abrasiveness behind it. That's why people like they can kind of take a strong opinion if you give them that. Like if you present it in that way, because like if you present it and you're really passionate and like you're adamant about this opinion. It's gonna come out like, right. You know, at somebody.
Sal has this, and somebody asked, they wanted us to talk about this, so I guess we can kind of talk about it a little bit, was this recent post that Sal did, and I love that he's finally doing this, because he didn't get a lot of people debating him on there, and which he loves to do, and I love to watch him do. And I said, bro, the problem is you're writing these long posts, and they're far too intelligent to get anybody to debate you. You know what I'm saying? Like you lay out all the facts. I'm all, just put something out there, just a couple words, and just leave it at that. And then sure as shit, you just did it the other day. What was the post? I don't remember.
All right. Oh, getting a big like BS debate with some.
It was kind of political. And here, you know, the good thing about me is I hate most politicians, actually pretty much all of them. And I hate both sides of the political parties. So I can agree with half the shit that some people will say, and half the shit that other people will say, and half the time they'll hate me. I mean, I've been called everything from a hippie commie to a capitalist pig to I'm all over the board according to a lot of people. In reality, I'm just extremely consistent with my views, and both political parties, I hate to break it to you, are extremely inconsistent with their views.
Right.
And so it turned into a debate on economics, and I don't think the person realized that was a topic that I'm very passionate about and kind of well versed on. So we got in a little economic debate, and that's all. It was good fun.
Well, what I was getting to, what you do so well is, you know, one, you don't insult. I don't know if you saw the post where I wrote to him. I said, lesson number one, you know, you just walked into a buzzsaw, first of all. And then your second lesson is when you start a debate with anybody that's intelligent, starting off with insults, it already shows your hand already. I already know you're a fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? You're not that intelligent if that's your way of getting across your point, and or if that's how you rebuttal a point right away, you're already gonna lose credibility. Yeah. So
you lost your cool, and you're reverting to like old tactics of like,
yeah, the shit we did in fifth grade, right?
Yeah,
I know, like, you are, but what am I?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, whatever.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Yeah, exactly. So
your breath smells.
This guy was doing that right away as soon as Sal came after him, and then they went back and forth. But you're very tactful, and you state facts. You don't say your opinion on things like that. It's like, oh, here's the facts, and this is how it works, and they're not debatable things. It's just you can view them, and you can debate the way you look at them and you view them, and that's normally what the problem is. Most people don't. One, they didn't know those facts, and then when you reveal it to them, they look stupid. And then when they start to debate other things, and they start dancing around, or you know, what's that? What is that? What do they call that? What's the word I'm looking for? Where somebody is dodging left and right, they're never
avoiding. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think you even called it evading. Yeah, like
evading. Yeah,
continuing to evade the real question that's being asked or the statement that we're talking about. But he got punked.
It was all right. It was a good time.
Good time.
I think it's time. You know what time I think it is?
I think it's time for that new holiday. Kwanzaa.
Yes. Fuck Valentine's Day. It's Kwanzaa.
1, 2, 3. Kwanzaa.
5, 6, 7. Kwanzaa.
Let's do it.
Yeah, make sure you get 11, a mate. Kwan. Make sure you get your mate something on Kwanzaa. You know what you should get him? You should get him a MAPS anabolic program or a mind pump T-shirt.
Yeah. That's a good gift for Valentine's Day.
It's a hell of a, not Valentine, Kwanzaa.
Quad day.
Yeah. I don't want to steal their holiday. It's our own.
It's our own.
Yeah. Ours with the H in there.
Ours on the 13th.
What?
The 13th.
13th.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. February 13th.
February 13th.
Got it.
All right, Doug, bring it. Bring the heat.
All right. Our first question is from I'm Boundless. She has read some studies indicating that there's some negatives to intermittent fasting for women and wanted your opinion on that.
Now, Justin, you said you saw, you also saw.
I've read some.
I haven't, so fill me in, please.
And, well, really, they're addressing the hormones. So when women are, you know, super low calorie, they're already in a low body fat percentage. And so being in a deficit at that point, you know, it's going to affect their hormones to begin with. And so, like, intermittent fasting to say super lean, you know, for women, I think that was really what they're trying to address. But they tried to make it sound a lot like, in general, like it's probably not a good idea for women, which is false.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that that's clear. What really is the issue is it's the very, very low percentage, you know, body fat that already is going to affect women's hormone levels, which you got to be careful.
Well, that's been known for a long time. There's nothing new about that. We've known for a long time that if women get too lean, that they will they'll lose menses, they'll stop menstruating, their hormones will change. So we've known this for a long time. Female athletes will go years without having their periods because they're so active and because they're so lean. Intermittent fasting simulates that. If you fast for long periods of time over and over and over and over again, you could potentially simulate that for a woman. And you got to understand, there is a difference between men and women when it comes to how their bodies respond to a deficit. Women, of course, evolve to be able to bear children, and so their body will not allow itself to bear children if it thinks it's in a state of or in a situation where
stress,
where food is not abundant, where this child would come into the world and not have enough food. So that's where this comes from. Now, if you're a healthy woman, otherwise healthy woman, you're eating healthy, you're exercising appropriately. Fasting has just as many health benefits for women as it does for men. If you're very, very lean, you've got to be careful anyway. Men get away with being really lean for long periods of time. Women don't really get away with it like men do.
Yeah.
And it's just very different. Fat is an estrogen sensitive, tissue in the body. Matter of fact, if men get really fat, they'll get more estrogen. And some men will even get things like gynecomastia just from being overweight because of the sensitivity from the body fat.
Scientific term, bitch tits.
I just want to point something out too. I think the main purpose that we should incorporate intermittent fasting into any of our lifestyles is number one for health, number two for weight loss. I'm not a big fan of using it as like your primary tool to lose body fat.
No, it's ridiculous.
Well, and I think that's when you look at studies like that, and because if you're a beauty, like you're like, oh my God, if all of a sudden you start hearing people like ourselves who are huge advocates of intermittent fasting preaching it, and you're starting to read more studies about it, it's positive, all these positive things. And then just like anything in health and fitness, somebody always has to take shit to an extreme. And so because they've heard it's healthy, it's good for you, then they're fasting 3, 4, 5 times a week. You know, and they're living now in this huge caloric deficit. Because even when you do the little 6-hour window of eating, it's very tough. If you actually do it and track your calories like I do, I never hit my caloric intake.
You tend to be at a deficit.
Yeah, I'm at a significant deficit. Most people are. It's only a 6-hour eating window, and most people eat 2 back to back meals, and they're already pretty full. Maybe a third one in there, they get in there a decent size, and they're done. So you're already living in a caloric deficit. That would be no different than you intentionally starving your body on a regular basis. So just because intermittent fasting, and that's why it's called intermittent, it's not designed to be something that you do on a regular basis in your diet. I typically only do it once a week. So once a week, and it's not even always once a week. Sometimes I'll go weeks and not do it at all, but I make sure I interject it for health reasons. So if I notice I've been allowing, eating out a lot or doing things outside of what I would consider my healthy diet more frequently than usual, then I'll incorporate fasting just for that, because I almost want to cleanse everything out. I want to go in a caloric deficit.
Well,
it's
more, it's like being in a deficit versus being in a maintenance versus being in a surplus. And so it's like, if you're in a certain one for too long, let's hop into the next and then and use that as a scale. So you insert whatever diet, in there, like what position calorie wise are you in? Macronutrient balance wise, all that kind of stuff. But just make sure that you're not like always in a deficit, because you're just telling your body that like, oh my God, I'm always.
Oh, you're asking for metabolic damage. You're asking for
exactly.
It. Well, here, there's two things. Number one, anything can be abused. And diet is abused all the time. There's going to be people who are going to look at diet and they're going to say, I need to eat perfect all the fucking time. And that's unhealthy as well. There's an emotional component there, a mental component that can be unhealthy. And of course, just from the food that you're eating, you see people eating the same food every single day, or they're eating too little all the time. So that's number one. And number two, like anything you do, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. And fasting is one of those things. Fasting sounds simple. It sounds like I just don't eat.
Right. Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who, I've known a lot of people who will fast and then go eat pizza. You know, they'll fast all day and then they'll go eat shitty food. And this is what they think fasting is all about.
Yep.
There's a right way to do it. That's why we have a guide. We actually have a very inexpensive guide on mindpumpmedia.com. And it breaks down how to utilize intermittent fasting properly for yourself. And here's the thing. Everybody, you know, there are big variances from individual to individual. And there's different ways to utilize fasting. And we've listed all the ways that have been tested, that have been written about and studied. And it's up to you to find what works best for you.
I'm so glad you said that because some people may know this, some people may not, but we were probably one of the first, at least in the bodybuilding and fitness community, that really started talking a lot about intermittent fasting. But before us, as far as a big stage, would be the Hodge twins. The Hodge twins, and they, what I didn't like about it and why I wasn't a fan of when I first came across it, which was when I came across it from them, and that's what sparked me to start doing my own research and looking into it, was after I saw that. But what they would do is exactly that. They would fast, and then they'd have these windows where they would, and they go get a workout, and then they'd drive through and pick up burgers and fries. And they were showing people that, hey, if you did this fasting like this and you just kept yourself in these windows, you won't get fat, you know?
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of like intermittent fasting combined with if it fits your macros.
Totally.
Yeah. No, there is no way to eat that will excuse eating shitty food. Sorry. And I don't give a fuck how much you fast.
But you know what?
Shitty food,
that's what sells. That's what's marketable, and that's what people will always appeal to. So, that's what we're all about, is trying to teach and show people that don't be fooled by that. You know, because it's the easiest way, or it seems that, oh my god, this is awesome, or oh, it works the best for my life. The best way is rarely ever going to be the easiest way. It's going to be tougher. It takes more discipline. It takes more scheduling. It takes more documenting, writing down, and figuring out what am I getting, what am I not getting. If you've never done these things, shame on you. Everybody should do this. Everybody at one point, we have all the, and the crazy part is, you know, when I started as a trainer fucking 15 plus years ago, we had to do this with pen and paper, and I used to go refer back to my nutrition book, and it was fucking homework.
I remember that.
And I, even as a trainer, I hated doing it. I would do it for a little while and then fall off of it. And I'm like, how can I make my clients do this? I hate doing this. But fuck, now with my Fitness Pal and Fat Secret and
great apps, by the way.
I mean, these apps, they even have it now where you have a fucking barcode scanner on it, where if you, before you eat it, you scan the goddamn barcode.
What food is this?
Yeah,
and it tells you the uploads, serving size.
Yeah, it uploads it, calculates all of it out for you. I mean, if you're not doing these type of things, at one point, if you really care about your health and fitness, you need to do it, and you want to do it, even if you have a trainer. So this is first and foremost, when I coach somebody, they are required to download that app. And I'm going, because my goal is not to have me coaching you for the rest of your life. Financially, that would be great for me, but that's not my idea. My idea is to teach you these skills and teach you how to do this yourself. So, you know, these are things that people have to do. And I feel like when I hear people talking about, you know, the negative effects for, yeah, if, you know what, there's going to be a negative effect for anything. It's because
if you do it wrong, it depends on the individual.
Because what people take it to an extreme.
That's it. And if so far the feedback we've gotten from all we've had quite a few people enroll in our fasting guide.
It's probably one of our number one sellers.
It is. Yeah. And the so far all the reviews and feedback has been extremely positive. And some of these people had tried fasting before they got the guide, or how they thought fasting was supposed to be. And then the feedback we get is, oh, I was doing it wrong. Now that I read the guide and I'm applying it properly, I love the way I feel. And by the way, this person who asked the question was asking about women. Most of the people who've bought our fasting guide are women. Yeah. So I would say probably 70% or more have been women, and the feedback has been awesome. And then lastly, I'll end on this. Nothing is for everybody. So it doesn't mean, just because there's lots of science supporting it, just because we talk about it and you try it and you fucking hate it, then don't do it. There's going to be people out there that not everything's going to work for. So,
yep,
that's it. Next qua.
JFahim1234 is asking about any tweaks to workouts and nutrition that you could recommend for someone who's on testosterone replacement therapy.
Oh.
So they're on
hormones.
They're on hormones. TRT. So testosterone replacement therapy basically means.
Educate me too. Like, I was wondering about this as far as like how they actually go through a process of prescribing that. Like, how old is your typical male that goes into the doctor and is like
typically
they're over 50 probably.
Yeah, over 45. Over 45. Although it's very, very common.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, if you have low testosterone, you'll qualify for it.
They'll take you as early as 30.
Right. Yeah. So if you're young, I mean even younger, if you're a kid and you've got low testosterone, they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
It's rare, but they'll give it to you. So basically testosterone replacement therapy is you're taking exogenous testosterone to give you quote unquote normal testosterone levels. Now here's the difference between doing that and having natural testosterone levels. Natural testosterone levels are never consistent. They go up, they come down. In the morning, they spike. They tend to drop during the afternoon. They go up after certain events. You have sex, it goes up. You win a soccer game or a football game, it goes up. They fluctuate all the time.
So your blood pressure.
Right. When you're on testosterone replacement therapy.
Nice and consistent.
It's pretty consistent. If you're on injectables, it'll come up and slowly come down to your next shot. If you're on the cream, it tends to stay up all the time. Does that change how your body responds and reacts to exercise? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Exercise and nutrition. That was his question. And both, there is new rules for you compared to the average person.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a benefit. You don't get the drop in testosterone that I would get if I overtrained or if I lost sleep. Your testosterone level is always going to kind of stay high. So you can probably just get away with more. Now, is it a lot more? Maybe not. Not a whole lot more.
It would depend on the levels.
They're replacing testosterone. They're not taking bodybuilder doses.
I was the one who wanted to talk about this question. And the reason why I wanted the boys to bring this question up is I feel like because we don't advocate taking testosterone, we don't talk a lot about it. I know we've done an episode or two where we've mentioned it. I feel like people stray away from asking us that, which I don't want people to stray away from asking that at all. We have plenty of experience in that and knowledge when it comes to testosterone, anabolic steroids, some of that. Just because it might not be a majority of our audience, I don't want those that I feel like there's not enough good information for people like that out there.
There's almost none.
There's none. And I'm glad someone asked, and I don't know if this is maybe somebody asking and they don't want to put themselves out there and be like, hey, I'm taking steroids.
Right.
You know,
maybe they say it like this.
Yeah. I'm taking a monster stack. I'm taking TRT. You know, the difference between TRT, it's someone who's just doing hormone therapy or replacement therapy. You're taking a minimum dose. You're probably taking 50 milligrams of testosterone, you know, every week to 2 weeks. It's a very mild dose just to keep you in that normal type of range. Somebody who's taking above and beyond that, you know, is going to see significant gains in comparison to that person. And that's where I was just interrupting Sal and saying, well, it depends. So if somebody, you know, you could definitely get away with overtraining and overconsuming if you're taking the higher the dosage, the more that you basically can get away
with. Yeah, you'll find yourself, you can probably work out a little harder, work out a little more often, do more sets. Recovery goes up. Nutrition, as far as nutrition is concerned, you still got to eat healthy. Can you use more protein? Depends on your workouts, really. It depends on the dose, just like Adam was saying. If you're replacing testosterone, the same rules apply to a natural athlete. Just train properly, eat right. The only difference is you might get away with more.
I have more to add to that. There's some things that you want to look out for. I wouldn't have thought of this until it happened to me myself in training. And you because you can put on muscle at a faster rate than the body can naturally, you start to see problems that the average natural athlete would not see. Your muscles get big fast and a lot faster, and then they get shortened and tighter a lot quicker. And so if you're not also training and putting a lot of emphasis on corrective stretching, dynamic flexibility, you'll turn into one of those meatheads with rounded shoulders like crazy, and you're going to start
to wipe your ass.
Yeah, you have fucked up posture, you waddle, you can't walk very well. I mean, you start to lose your functionality. So it's very important to put a lot of emphasis on that if you care about that. So to me, that's a rule for me. A rule for me is, you know, I've got to incorporate dynamic flexibility, functional training in there. I can't just be a bodybuilder, meathead guy. As much as that's what I want to look like, I'm going to be paying for it later on with my joints, ligaments, and my range of motion.
You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. You just said that. I know this. I know testosterone affects the central nervous system. I know when you take testosterone or you take an anabolic steroid, you get strong before you build muscle. Okay, you'll take it and you'll get stronger before you even put on any muscle.
Absolutely.
And that's from central nervous system.
Yeah, that must be that. Yeah.
It is. And I know this. You could give someone a very fast acting testosterone, like testosterone suspension, and they'll feel stronger within a day or two. So it's central nervous system that's happening. And now Adam's talking about being tight, and we're learning now that flexibility really has more to do with the central nervous system than it does to the muscles.
Are there many have you seen that? Have you read that? Or is that just speculation?
This is all anecdote. You know, they don't do studies on anybody taking bodybuilder doses of steroids. Or
yeah. Okay.
It's all anecdote, but I've been in the industry long enough, and Adam has well. We know this.
Yeah.
And guys will take certain steroids, like, they'll take a like DHT derivative type steroids, like Masteron, or they'll take suspension, and they'll get stronger within a few days. Mm-hmm. There's no muscle. You didn't gain that much. You didn't gain muscle in a few days. That's the central nervous system. Mm-hmm. And now that we know that central nervous system plays such a big role in flexibility, if not the role. And flexibility. It makes sense that you would be tighter if you're not careful, because the muscles are going to be in this kind of hyper-contracted position.
Yeah, it's interesting to me just because as somebody that looks at testosterone, you know, like is like a hormone thing. Like not doing it, like I think of it as like, you know, it's the testosterone, it's the hormone response that gives you that like almost immediate strength.
Right.
Whereas it would make a lot more sense if it was the central nervous system.
Well, that's where you get that immediate. That's where it comes from.
Right.
So, interesting. Interesting, Adam. That's great advice, because now that you say that, knowing all the people I've known for as long as I have who've used anabolics, and even my own experience using the designer anabolics that, you know, I purchased, you know, years ago. You do get tighter if you're not careful, and it's probably because you've got that kind of hyper contracted, you know, signal coming from the central nervous system. So, absolutely. And muscle tears are much more common in people taking anabolics.
Yeah, those are rules. You got to be careful of stuff like that. The other thing with your going on the nutrition side, because you can get away with all this extra bad calories, you got to be careful too, because of what you're getting your body adapted to and what you're setting it up for. You know, our bodies are adaptation machines, and there's other things that you play than just building muscle or losing fat or whatever. There's a lot of stuff going on with your gut flora. There's a lot of stuff going on with your metabolism, your heart. There's so much more than just what you see on the outside. So, you know, and because you can get away with, you know, eating a lot of bad calories or shit calories, and not putting on a lot of body fat, because a lot of that gets converted over to muscle more than the natural person, you got to be careful of that. You know, just because of that, you don't want to let it go to the extreme. You know, you got to be careful of the extremes on everything, for sure.
Perfect.
JYZ Bumsky. He's on his sixth week of the 5x5 training, and he's finding that the heavy weight is taxing on his body, and he wants to know what you think about this.
So he should be on MAPS, first of all.
Well, exactly. Well, we should explain what 5x5 is. It's an old training style. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Bill Pearl, old bodybuilder. I think it's him. I think he was the one that popularized it.
Really? I thought it was...
Reg Park?
The Russian guy.
Not Pavel.
Yes, I really? Think it's... Yeah,
no, no. No, it's 5x5 is an
Pavel's
old...
Pavel's not... is 5x5 with progressive overload, and he never comes out of that.
He might, but it's not... That's an old training style
it's
that came from
him.
Like...
Yeah,
older than Pavel.
Oh, okay, so maybe that's where the first place I read it was, through his, because that's a...
It's just five sets of five reps.
Yeah, and their theory is just progressive overload. You don't ever have to leave the 5x5 phase. You just stay in 5x5.
Yeah, so like I think it was either Reg Park or Bill Pearl who would talk about, you know, doing certain exercises like squats, bench press, overhead, like all the basic ones, doing five sets of five reps. Mm-hmm. Now, it's actually very sound advice compared to all the other programs that are out there, aside from a few that we, you know, that we've developed.
Yeah.
It's a kick-ass program. You'll build muscle on it. Here's the problem with it. It's always 5x5. And like he says, he's feeling taxed. His body's starting to feel taxed because... he hasn't veered out of that, that five sets of five reps.
That's exactly why we've designed ours to phase out every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, so you need to change what you're doing. So what I would recommend for you, if you've been in 5x5 for 6 weeks, is I would recommend training, you know, fewer sets, like maybe three sets, and going to 8 to 12 rep range.
Oh, at least 12 to 15.
Yeah,
make a drastic difference since you've been in.
Well,
in
I was gonna scale them. I'd say do that for 3 weeks and then go to like 15 to 20.
I was gonna say that first, and then
go back to 8 to 12.
Yeah, because if you want to give him like dramatic relief instantly right
away,
I would go all the way to 15 and then I would come back down before I work my way back.
Yeah, I could see that. Because with Red Maps, which is the MAPS anabolic program, we do cycles which last about 3 weeks, and it goes from heavy and low rep to medium to higher rep. And then, of course, there's a lot of program changes within that where you're mm-hmm. focusing on different forms of adaptation. If you don't do that, your body will adapt and you'll stop progressing and or get injured. Yeah. So
well, and what you see happens is like this guy right here in 6 weeks or so, and I always notice this. We've talked about this on this show before, where sometimes I'm in a phase, especially phase one. Most everyone loves phase one because it's our lifting heavy phase, similar to 5x5 type of lifting, and it feels great to lift heavy ass weight, you know, especially when you're seeing yourself PR. It's motivating. It's fun. Like. So you can easily sometimes I'll catch myself like flirting with more weeks of it because I like it. But then it always reminds me because all of a sudden I get achy or I see regression. Those are like the two indicators. Either I'll feel it first or I'll see a reflection of it in my lift. You know, like
the trick, and this is very difficult to do. The trick is to transition out of it before you plateau. Yeah. That's very difficult.
Well, it's very difficult because everybody's different.
Well, everybody's
different. Like,
yeah, you might not even know when that timing is for you specifically. Or, yeah, like Sal said too, because you're feeling good. And now that you're fully adapted to this protocol with your body, you're performing very well.
Yeah.
You know, you're performing these lifts very well. And it's becoming more like fluid. And
yeah.
So, yeah, that's when you got to.
I think of it like this. So, and this is why we created MAPS to hit it at 3. Is the body neuromuscular adaptation happens, they say, between 4 to 6 weeks with weight training. So we know somewhere between that 4 to 6, that's the average, right? So the average is between 4 to 6. So we know at 3, you're still getting benefits. In fact, you're probably getting some of the max benefits. And if we were to use numbers, these are totally hypothetical. They're no relevance to the what we're talking about whatsoever, except for the fact that here's some numbers for you to think of it like this. So let's say we're gaining, you're getting gains at a 20% rate every single week when you first start a new program. So you're on week one of MAPS, you're getting 20% of gains. And the second week, 20% of gains. The third week, 20% of gains. And then come week 4, you could probably still get like 15% gains. But now it's starting to diminish. And then by week 6, 7, 8, it diminishes all the way to like 5% gains. And then you could probably maintain and hold that 5% for a very long time. But it's such a small percentage. Whereas if you take yourself and you transition right when you're at that 20% onto a whole new modality or change everything up like we do in MAPS, now I'm back to getting 20% gains and I'm doing a whole different program. It's not focused on weight and it's not focused on the same repetitions because it's a whole new design. And now when I circle back around, I come back to that design where that I like lifting my 5x5s or whatever it is you're doing, I should be back at that 20% versus.
Yeah, we picked 3 weeks because based on our experience, it's usually between 2 to 4 weeks. 2 to 4 weeks is when you'll see someone like hit their, you know, really progress quickly and then start to plateau. So 3 weeks seems to be the sweet spot. But for me, here's a rule of thumb. If I hit a PR, the next week I change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every time. If I hit a PR every single time, the next week, and I've done this in the past where my ego gets in the way mm-hmm. and I'm like, fuck it. I know I could do another PR next week. And like clockwork, I regress or hurt myself.
Yeah.
So as soon as you hit a PR and you have one of those fucking awesome workouts, we're like, oh my God, I did more than I did before. I felt like a freaking animal, like a beast.
Time now to move along.
You switch to a new phase, and that's how you keep your body progressing and keep yourself from getting injured.
Yeah, because that's what we want. The game is adaptation, right? You want your body to get adapted so you see this new strength level, but then at the same time, too, you want to switch gears so you're on to new goals, new movements, and then can circle back around to that.
Yes.
All right, the next question is from my favorite Instagram name, 500 Days of Fuck You. but he is a forum member, so we will forgive it.
That's our boy.
That's right.
He's a new trainer. He wants all the clients he can get. But his question is, how can you get up at 5 a.m. and work all the way to 7 or 8 p.m. and get enough sleep?
Mm. We didn't even want to answer this question. We just like to hear Doug say, fuck you.
You know what?
Trainer wants all clients he can get.
How about this? How about you tape your nutsack?
No.
Back, maybe?
He's a form guy. He's on our side, bro.
All right. No, I like you. I'm trying to tell you to, like, you got to grind it. You got to grind it out.
That's
man.
It,
we
man.
All did it.
Well, yeah, let's talk about what's the earliest you would ever take a client? What's the earliest you train clients at?
Just didn't matter.
I mean, when I first started,
I did a 4 or 5 a.m. or it didn't matter,
bro.
I ran 4 a.m.
When I first started, when you first start, you gotta be hungry, man. If you want to be successful, really successful at this, you gotta be kind of hungry. I remember I would come in, I would have a client at 5 a.m. I go 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then I went to school. This is when I was going to junior college. I'd take a few classes. I'd come back. I'd train a few more people. Then I'd go home and eat and fucking go to sleep, take a nap and come back and train people, go back home, go to bed, and then come back at 5. And I would do this 5 or 6 days a week. Like, it's kind of, you got to kind of grind it out a little bit. I mean, of course you want to take care of your body and you don't want to hurt yourself, but... you know, I hate to tell you, man, if you want all the clients you can get, then take all the clients you can get. Yeah. If you don't want all the clients you can get and you want to get sleep, then do that. But you can't do
both. Make goals for yourself then, if that's the case. Like, you're planning everything out as far as this is the very beginning. So right now has to be like very intensive. That's your focus is repetitions and getting as many clients as possible and perfecting your craft. And taking a little bit of the sleepless nights and the aches and the pains and the, not eating food all the time and like things like that, that like get in the way that are normal, like planned out things during your day. So you just have to give yourself like timing with that. So I would do things in phases where I would go like super intense for like a month, 2 months, whatever, get burnt out. You know, come back, revisit, like see what I did, like how I could be more efficient at it, and then make a whole new plan and attack it 100%.
Do you guys remember getting those, we won't get in trouble for saying this, I won't throw the name out there. Do you guys remember getting those checks from that settlement from the company we worked at?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So we worked for a fitness company for a long time, and when you get into management, you get salary. So you get salary plus you would get overrides and bonuses if you hit your goals, okay? But you wouldn't get an hourly rate. And none of us worked, at least none of us that did well, worked 8 hours a day. It was like 12 to 14, 15 hours a day. We were just there all the fucking time. They would still have us fill out a timesheet. And I would fill out my timesheet, and they used to tell us, just put 9 to 5, because it doesn't matter you're getting salary. And I'm like,
no, I'm going
to
put what I really was
I'm going to put what I actually did.
Yeah, so, my boss ever checks, I want him to see. I was here.
I'm fucking here.
I was here at 6 a.m. I didn't leave till 10.
Yeah, so where I'm at. So every day, like clock, every single day, I would put 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And sometimes I worked more, sometimes a lot more, but usually it was 8 to 10, 8 to 10. It's 6 days a week, 8 to 10, 8 to 10. Well, fast forward, I guess this lawsuit comes out that they weren't paying their employees properly or whatever. Luckily, I had filled out my timesheet like that. I got a fat paycheck later on. But I'll tell you something right now, Mr. 500 Days of Fuck You. If I got paid for every hour I've worked in the gym or was in the gym trying to get new clients, I'd be a fucking millionaire by now.
Yeah.
I mean, you bleed a little bit, man. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little behind the scenes here. So if you don't know, Justin at one point, I hired Justin way back when. And, you know, one of the things, so I've had hundreds of trainers that have worked for me. And only a handful of them like him. And I always knew right away what you were going to turn out to be like. And it was just a matter of if you're going to be good, great, or you're going to be bad. That's what it was, you know. And I could tell by some of the things. And there's many factors that come into play, mind you. But this was one of the things I could always tell if I was going to have like a potential great trainer, or I knew I had a shit butt on my hands right away, was I would ask them their schedule and their availability. And the trainers that would look across at me and be like, well, I want to work this day and this time, and I'd like to be this and that. And I already...
It's like nails on the finger. Fingernails on the chalkboard.
Right away, I'd be like, oh, that sucks. Yeah, I had all these high expectations. Bad. I thought this trainer was going to be good. They're just going to be, at best, an average trainer. It's always the guy or the girl that would look across from me and say, whenever you want me in, I can be here. It doesn't matter, Saturday,
highlight
Sunday.
Every one of those
4 a.m., I'll come in here if someone's willing to train at 4 a.m. I'll come back at 10 o'clock if I have to. You tell me, Adam.
And that gets me horny.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly how I was. I literally, and I think I've mentioned this before on this podcast, you know, I've worked 176 days before in a row without taking a single day off. And every one of those days was an 8-plus hour day. And you just got to have that. You got to have this crazy, insane, no balance to your life if that's what you're trying to do. If you want to be successful, if you want to be great at it, you want to be better than everybody else at it, you got to be willing to put. And I feel this the same way. It translates in sports and things like that.
Exactly. I'm glad you're alluding to that, because I just watched this thing about Michael Jackson, and they're interviewing all these successful people like Kobe Bryant, and, you know, and they're just like – they're trying to get people to realize the amount of time and effort, like
the obsessiveness.
Michael Jackson would dance until his legs could not dance. Right. Like that's what, just because he was like so completely consumed with it.
Yeah, you're
that's why he's the best.
You have to.
I mean,
be
of course,
with
he's talented, and you know, and he's a kid, and he did this for X amount of time. But think about how long he did that, leading up to like how perfect he was with his movements.
Yeah, you have to have that mentality, yeah, man. You have to go into it. If
no
you
great
be,
person doesn't yeah. do that,
especially if you're a young kid, you're just getting started in a career, and you want to be successful. You don't have a family, you don't have kids to worry about, and you're like, you know what? I want to be successful. Well, then get your fucking throat, you know, slam your dick in the dirt and make it happen. Like, go and work your ass off.
Well,
and that's just the bottom line. It's just yeah. the way it is.
And I would always try and tell these kids that would ask this when I asked the schedule question, you know, and I'd still give them like their second chance and try and help them out and be like, you know, ultimately that's your goal, I would say, is to work those days and work this and that. But if you really want to load yourself up as a trainer, you probably want to be really open-minded to what hours and times you come in. I won't force them to, but I'm going to put it that way. And if they still are adamant about it, then I would know for sure. But that's, you start off, and I don't remember, I think it took me about six months to a year. And obviously I like to think the guys in this room were exceptional at what we do. So that's probably faster than average, but it takes about a good year of you grinding away on all those hours to build the schedule that you want.
Right. I was just going
to
say that.
That's like, your ultimate goal is to, I'm going to build. You
then
got,
you can choose.
Yeah, yeah. Great point.
Then you can choose. And then you get to the privilege of being able to work, mm-hmm. you know, those hours. But I'm going to tell you something. Here's a secret. If you're one of those people, look, I'll tell you what. I went and I put my nose down and I grinded it out. And I got to the point where I got comfortable. And guess what? Got fucking bored. Didn't like it, and I changed it again and put my fucking nose to the grindstone again. And that's what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're doing that literally right now with trying to build this podcast and stuff like that. You get comfortable, and you're like, no, I got to go and challenge myself again. And you always question yourself a little bit when you're in that situation. Like, why did I do this to myself again?
Yeah.
I know why, because I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bring it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our final question is from L. Steven, 123. Now, this is a hypothetical question. If each of you could take... you know, one part at least from each of you to create the perfect body.
Oh, one body part?
One body, at least one body part from each of you.
We can all agree, Justin's ass.
Justin's calves.
What?
Justin's calves.
Justin's and calves and ass for sure.
All right.
I'm starting to like my calves. You don't like them yet? They're not there yet?
Justin's calves. No. Shit on your calves. Look at those. Sexy fuckers.
He's got like, it's all one big leg. I feel like. It's just huge.
I don't know.
No, look at that. It's nice.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. I like him.
I just don't shave.
So we're giving he's giving ass and calves.
He's definitely got the ass and calves.
We would take your quads.
My dick.
Absolutely.
Definitely my dick.
Your dick. I don't know. We'll have to all kind of.
Oh, we're going sexual.
Can we put them together?
Can we put all the muscles together first before we start taking our genitals?
I got the nicest balls.
Sorry.
My balls.
They're pink.
We'll take Adam's face.
Okay, so we're working our way from the bottom. We got Justin. We got your calves, right? Okay.
I'll take Sal's arms.
We'll take Doug's feet because he has petite
back.
Feet. We could find better deals on shoes.
Yeah, dude. We leave Doug out of like. Let's get some stuff from Doug. Well, I'd take his genetics.
We'll take Doug's feet,
Doug's youthfulness.
His youthfulness.
Yeah, and his skin. He's got great skin. Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah,
skin.
Yeah, Doug's skin.
Luscious.
And his eyes. Yeah. He's got the best.
He's got beautiful
eyes
teeth
out of the group,
too,
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd probably take Doug's face.
Well, Doug's like teeth, eyes, your face. It's already been established. You know, it's making its way.
Okay, so we got Doug's feet, Justin's calves,
okay.
Sal's quads. Okay.
Yeah, Sal's quads.
I
think Sal's back, dude. Maybe.
I don't know. You like Sal's
Adam's
back.
Got a nice back now. Now that he's been pulling.
This is kind of tough, dude, because, yeah, you guys are kind of on par.
Yeah.
And we'll give him the back because we both know I'm going to get him on the chest.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No. Not, yeah, no, yeah. Nobody wants my chest. Yeah. That motherfucker hasn't grown in fucking 15 years.
Probably Justin's chest.
Yeah.
Can I win shoulders? Or
let's talk about abs, though, dude. I don't know. One of you guys. Definitely not
Sal, I like Sal's core. He's got a better core area than me.
They're both good, but you've got good lines. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your abs and your everything's got good lines. I've got good obliques.
I don't know. Let's see. What do you think, Doug?
Doug, you're the deciding factor on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you know he's gonna pick his son. Why did we even ask that, dude?
Yeah, that's too much pressure. Too much pressure on me because
of course.
I was gonna give it to Sal, and the reason is he's got a little bit bigger abs.
Oh, bigger ones.
Blockier. You got blockier abs.
Blockier abs.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. That's a good point.
So then we got Sal's abs.
Your waist.
Okay, my waist.
You got this. Oh, how about your fucking wide shoulders?
Yeah, my shoulder.
That doesn't even make sense.
My shoulder.
Yeah, Adam, you get the shoulders for sure.
Right. Shoulders and arms, probably right. Okay. So, yeah. And then Sal's back. My good looks. Yeah. Probably Sal's brain.
I don't know.
My hair, because it's all there.
You have the most hair out of all of us.
Yeah, definitely your hair.
Yeah. Except it's gray. We'd all be gray.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being gray. What's wrong with being gray?
Nothing.
Who's got the best eyebrows? That's a tough one.
Probably Doug.
Doug has the best eyebrows.
I like Doug's eyebrows.
I don't know. I kind of like Doug's glutes too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
He's
been training him for a long
time. I think you're
just
returning the favor for the plug that he
Gave
you.
Justin's definitely got him in the size department when it comes to glutes.
Which that's what matters. It's all about ass right now.
I don't know. Do you have cellulite in your butt, Justin?
Fuck.
Bro, that's like you saying they're like,
let me see, turn around.
No, I'm not gonna
That's like you saying. That's like you saying.
Actually, Adam's got
and
a girl's
it's hair
ass.
Free.
Do you remember? Remember Adam's ass? Remember when he mooned us?
Yes.
It's a girl's ass.
It is.
It's a very full.
It's like he's made for juicy pants.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You've got the juicy.
I'm gonna get a pair of Lululemons and Juicy's. Yeah. Come on. You wear your robe. I'll rock some. I'll rock
all
some
right,
Juicy's.
Dude, you're on. Let's do it.
I don't know, man. I think that would look like a fucked up person if we put all that shit together.
It would be really
well. It
wouldn't
be symmetrical.
Looking.
That's for
no,
sure.
No, it would be weird looking.
It would be like the curvy man version. Of like an hourglass.
I think we gave him the point of what we're trying to. What he probably wanted us to do. What we agreed was probably the better. The more dominant parts of everyone's physique, right? I think that's.
You know what's funny?
Adam's toes. About that.
Yeah, that's right. When you find someone who's got like a dominant body part, it's probably the body part they had to work the least on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, here's the thing about people with
quads
big calves.
Are easy for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Calves easy for me.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if I work out my legs, if I worked out my legs like Adam worked out his legs, I would look silly. It wouldn't make any sense.
It's not fair.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So and same thing for your arms and delts and you know so forth. So. That's just one of those things. You can't have everything you want, you know, but be happy with what you got.
That's it, man. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
And love us.
Love yourself.
Us.
Love us and share us.
And you can find us on social media. I'm at Mind Pump Sal.
We're
Adam is at Mind Pump Adam.
Share us.
Yeah. Since it is national, it's going to be, when this releases, it'll be National Quad Day. So if you guys, you know, your goal today, it would be awesome if you could try and share the podcast with 5 friends.
Yeah.
Like a chain letter. If you don't, you'll probably die.
You don't, something bad is going to happen.
You can find Justin at Mind Pump Justin. You can find Mind Pump at Mind Pump Radio and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And I tell you what, I'm going to throw this out. I'm going to put everybody on the fucking spot right now. Doug, I'm doing this without your permission.
Oh, no. Oh, you God. Too.
If you leave an exceptional, like a really good, heartfelt review, 5-star review, we might, I'm not promising anything, but we might give someone free access to our forum.
Whoa.
That's going to be good.
What do you think about that,
really?
Doug?
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right, done.
All right.
Boom.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.